Our Yummy Slime special brought to you by our friends at the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com. The Rothenberg family stands with the people, the soldiers, and the nation of Israel, as do we on this Yom Yerushalayim 5784, celebrating 57 years of the reunification of Jerusalem. Visiting our studio this morning, the founder of the Am Yisrael Chai Foundation, our good friend Shmuel Sackett. He is here to bring us a taste of what is happening 6,000 miles away from here on this Yom Yerushalayim. Chag Sameach Moadim L'Simcha L'Gula Shlema.
Amen. Chag Sameach to you and your listeners as well. It is a very special day.
Gavriel Siegel, who you've met, is in Jerusalem today. I begged him for pictures and videos of the different celebrations that are going on. I think he may be just so into it that he's been ignoring my messages, and I haven't got any pictures and videos yet from him. But he, among others, among thousands of others, young and old, an emphasis on the young, are celebrating today and thanking God for the miracle of 57 years ago today.
Nachum, the question is, what exactly is the miracle? And that is, it's not just Yerushalayim. On this day, 57 years ago, we received back Shechem, Hebron, Yehudah v'Shomron, Aza, the Golan Heights. Well, not exactly that day, but in that war.
Within a couple of days.
Within a couple of hours,
tomorrow's
actually.
Tomorrow's Yom Hebron.
Exactly. And you should know that they did a study after the Six-Day War, all the land that was liberated. 93% of the places mentioned in Tanakh are in what was the liberated areas.
From that 1 week.
From that 1 week. In other words, every time you see a name of a place in Tanakh, write down the name of the place, Beit El.
And 93 out of 100 will be...
That is correct.
Conquered on that week.
That's correct. Now, it's true that Avraham planted a tree in Beersheba. Right. Okay, Beersheba is one of the 7%.
Right.
But 93% of the places is what was liberated. So we're thanking Hashem not only for Yerushalayim, but for the Jordan Valley. Do you know that 85% of Israel's agriculture today comes from these areas? I mean, with all due respect to Petah Tikva, they don't grow too many tomatoes over there. It's all from the Jordan Valley. It's from the Golan Heights. It's from these areas, Yehudah v'Shomron. What a gift that Hashem gave us that we are enjoying the fruits of literally to this very day.
When I left Israel on Thursday night, after celebrating with my family at the beautiful Psagot Winery, also in an area conquered on one of the days of the Six-Day War.
Correct.
It was one of the hardest... most difficult times I had leaving Israel. Now, as you know, I've been there many times in the last few months, and obviously, thank God, I've had the privilege, thank God for my parents, of being there, I don't want to say hundreds, but certainly tens of times in my lifetime. And I found this to be the most difficult. And now, after what you just said for the last 3 minutes, you've brought me back to where I was standing in Hare Binyamin on Thursday night and seeing something I've never seen before and experiencing a part of Israel that I never even put it in context, as you just said. I was standing on a place that was inaccessible to the Jewish people a mere 57 years ago.
Correct. The first time I came to Israel was in 1979. I went to the famous BMT Yeshiva.
Wow.
That's
Jerusalem, where Tara Shraga is right now.
That is correct, with Rabbi Rakefet, who's still giving Shiurim at the age of, I don't know, 119, or I may have asked him. Wonderful man. In any case, I remember when we would go on a tiyul, and we'd go on a trip somewhere, and the tour guide would say, make sure you bring your Tanakh. Okay, we'd go to some place. He'd say, okay, open up the Tanakh. We'd start reading a story, and he said to us, do you know where that was? So I went, here, where you're standing.
You are standing on it.
On this place. And that blew me away. That it was the first time in my life that I looked at the Tanakh differently, and that's where it is. When the nation of Israel entered the land for the first time, six tribes on Har Gerizim, six tribes on Har Eval, Shechem in the middle. Today's Yom Shechem. Today's also Yom Shechem. And by the way, I have to tell you and your listeners an incredible story. How was the city of Shechem liberated in 1967? Not one bullet was fired. What happened was the Israeli intelligence picked up some kind of communication that the residents of Shechem were expecting Iraqi tanks to roll into Shechem to help them in the war. So the Israeli army painted an Iraqi flag on Israeli tanks. They rolled into Shechem. People greeted them, throwing rice at them, saying, "Yay, the Iraqis are here." And then, now this, I'm just imagining, the guy opened the top of the hatch, right, of the tank, and he looks at everyone and says, "I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is there's not going to be any shooting.
No violence.
The bad news is we're Israelis, not Iraqis." And the city of Shechem was conquered without one bullet.
And Hebron in a similar fashion.
That was Rav Goren.
Rav Goren got there, yeah.
Correct. So tremendous, tremendous miracles. And, but I don't know, some people don't appreciate it. I was davening in a certain place yesterday, and being that it's Mincha before a Yontif.
No, they didn't say Tachar. I said
to them, no tachanun.
You think of every excuse not to say tachanun, and yesterday they say it?
They said it, and they looked at me, why? I said, Yom Yerushalayim. And the guy goes, eh. So, whatever. They said tachanun, I did not. What can I do?
And unfortunately, and boy, I got to be careful, because today's supposed to be a day of celebration.
Correct.
But unfortunately, the eh is too common a response on this side of the world to a lot of things.
Listen, our job is not yet done. We have to work on that eh.
You heard this thing last, I don't know if you were listening to the show last week, but one of our guests mentioned that they that they were talking to a group of people here in New Jersey, Dafka, about Aliyah, and a rabbi approached them after the presentation and said, you know, there's a Pnei Yehoshua that says that every Beit Knesset in Chutz La'aretz is like Eretz Yisrael. And mm-hmm. if you walk into the Beit Knesset, you're making Aliyah.
Okay.
This is what he said to him. And the gentleman who made the presentation was not even sure how to react. like, did you ever consider that 200 years ago the Bnei Yehoshua thought differently than he might think today about actually going to Israel?
I would have asked the rabbi one thing. Does that mean you're only keeping one day Shavuos in this Beit Knesset?
Ooh, nice.
After all, if it's Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, man. One day.
If you made Aliyah, you made Aliyah.
So what can I do?
You heard the controversy with the BB speaking on the second day of this in Congress?
No.
He's speaking on, that's right. He's coming in, and the date announced was the second day Shavuos. Now, honestly, I don't think it's a problem. Like, you know, why can't BB go ahead and do that? I mean, especially under the circumstances, etc. That's the day. But, you'll love this one. Apparently, certain people that need to be in Congress when BB's there, and I'm not referring to members of Congress.
Correct.
But who need to be there and mm-hmm. be seen at that scene.
I see.
Objected to the degree that they have to change the date. So I thought that was
and they changed the date?
Yeah, now it's an open date. They're not sure, you know, it'll be the second half of June. They don't know exactly when. So I just found that to be very funny. Like, you know, certain things can't go on unless the photo op is properly done. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess the slogan, "The show must go on," does not apply to this.
I'll tell you. Anyway, so we only have a few minutes, and it right. looks like to me that you have certain things you want to tell this audience on this Yom Yerushalayim.
I want to tell them that, look, when I came here from Israel about a week and a half ago, so I go various places, and since I'm actively involved, and I'm all over the place, people think that I have all the answers,
right.
and
right.
they say to me, Shmuel, what's going to be?
What's going to be? I've heard people say this to you.
My year.
You have all this. Then people come over to me, and they say, what's going to be with the hostages? And I say, I don't have any intelligence on this.
They
know?
Say, we have a lot of questions. And I say, listen, I'll listen to all your questions. There's only one problem. After you finish your questions, I'm going to add about 34 of my own. I don't know what's going to be. Nobody knows what's going to be. What should be? Oh, I could tell you. We were at the parade, so you were on the float there, nice, at the parade, and standing there, and of course they had the hostage families right. there, and it was emotional seeing all the hostage
families. Heartbreaking.
And they were screaming, bring them home.
Right.
Bring them home, bring them home, and people on the side were also screaming, bring them home, bring them home. And there was one Meshuggah in my area that when they were screaming, bring them home, started to scream, bomb Gaza now. Bomb Gaza now. That Meshuggah is sitting in your studio right this moment.
And it's not me.
And it's not you. So let's see. So one person said, how could you say that? The families are here. So I turned to the guy and I said, listen, do you think screaming, bring them home, will bring them home? If we bomb Gaza nonstop, we will bring them home.
If Sinwar actually learns a lesson, then they will come home.
Correct. So we all want them home. There isn't a Jew who doesn't want them home.
Of course.
The question is how. And look, my son is fighting in the war. And his son-in-law that was 37 days in Gaza, and now he's home, but he's expecting a call any moment.
I hear the whole country's expecting a call any moment.
Especially to go up north.
Right.
We were in Kiryat Shmona. My wife and I were in Kiryat Shmona before Pesach. It was a ghost town then. Not even the traffic light. They're saving money. They shut off the traffic lights. I'm not joking. The place has been emptied, and whoever was there has left in the last few weeks. It's a serious situation, and we have to decide one thing. Are we fighting this war or not? You cannot fight half a war. I was thinking...
You can't not win a war.
Also, all the years when Israel was fighting the first, let's say, 20 years of the country, 48 war, 56, 67... It never looked at what the world was thinking.
It did what had to be done.
Do you remember Ben-Gurion's most famous line ever? Shmum.
He was asked in reference to the UN.
UN. They asked him about the UN. Right. He basically said, listen, we have to do what's good for us. Today, one eye is on the enemy and the other eye is on social media, the United Nations, CNN. You cannot win a war that way. We have to go in, do what we need to do with victory on our minds. And if we do that, the results will be good.
And you can't win a war unless you understand how the enemy thinks. And to think that they think like us is a terrible mistake.
Right. We're also making sure to follow all the rules of war. But they're not following the rules of war. The other side are not following any rules.
I'm this Yom Yerushalayim. I'm Chag Sameach. Shmuel Sackett is here as we're talking about the situation, the matzav. And we are celebrating because, look, you just mentioned a couple of people that are in the war related to you. We know that between now and the beginning of July, the country is going to be called up the way they're talking. They're talking right now as if they're going to need hundreds of thousands of military personnel up north in order to do what's necessary on the Lebanese border and finally get the people home to Kiryat Shmona and other towns and cities in the north. So there is it's going to be a serious summer. I mean, it's going to be a very difficult summer for the Jewish people. Frankly,
that is correct. But, you know, we always talk about Mashiach coming, and we have always learned that before Mashiach arrives, it will be a difficult period for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
It's called Chevle Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. This is what we're experiencing now. So you have to see the good in it. And that is, you know, when someone is giving birth and they're in a lot of pain, you want to tell your wife, oh, it's good news. Yeah, good news. She's ready to kill you, okay? But Bezrat Hashem, soon the baby will come. And this is exactly what's happening now. It's a difficult period, but I like to use the word challenging. It's a challenging period. Hashem is testing us. We need to stand strong. We need to be united. We need to fight the enemy with victory in our minds. And Bezrat Hashem, when this is over, we will stand stronger and prouder than ever.
Yeah, amen to that. What are you hearing, by the way? I just told you that my connections are not in touch today because they obviously are in the midst of a big celebration. Are you hearing anything about what's going on in Jerusalem today?
Not a whole lot.
They're all preoccupied, huh? They don't know how to get messages.
They can't pick up a phone.
They know how to text us day and night, but not when it comes to sharing stories about Jerusalem.
Right. Listen, to be in Yerushalayim on Yom Yerushalayim
is an unbelievable. When was the last time you were in Yerushalayim on Yom Yerushalayim?
I'm embarrassed to say. A long time ago. No, because I'm in...
You don't live in Jerusalem? It's not like
I don't live in Jerusalem.
And you're also not 20 years old, but, you know...
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you are, as far as I know. But that's...
Well, considering I know you for 40 years, it would be hard to be 20.
This is the day that the youth are the ones who are expected to be doing this, celebrating.
Right.
70-year-olds are taking to the streets of Jerusalem. This is a day for the youth. Look, we are celebrating, seriously, we're emphasizing this here. We are celebrating how this generation in their 20s and early 30s have reacted to this challenge.
Oh, it's been unbelievable.
Correct. Nobody would have expected it. Nobody would have expected it. So let them celebrate today a little bit. Let them 100%. Celebrate today and enjoy today.
As a matter of fact, I heard a great line from the daughter of Rabbi Nachman Kahana. And she said the following. Heard
the
this,
brother of Meir Kahana.
Right. And this is what she said. She said a great line in Nachman. This sums up the entire situation in the last half year. She said, our soldiers are fighting like the soldiers of King David. The problem is, we don't have King David. She said, "Hachayalim kamo chayalim shel Melech David. Habaya ein Melech David." That's exactly the problem. The soldiers, my son-in-law is a combat a medic. He's also fighting and also taking care of wounded. In his unit of 20 young men, 20 ferocious soldiers, 13 were wounded. And he was taking care of them. And the whole time while he's taking care of them, they're saying one thing to him. Get me back to the front. Get me back to the battle. I'm not going home.
We need to win.
Every people that have limbs missing. My wife and I went on the Yom HaZikaron to a fellow whose legs were blown off. He's sitting there in a wheelchair giving a speech. What happened? And he said, I'm going back. Obviously, I won't be able to fight, but I'm going back. There's no way I'm staying at home. This fighting spirit is something that's incredible. The problem is, as mentioned, we need the David HaMelech.
Well, we need one of these youngsters to be the next. You know, people ask me, including at the parade, who I think the next prime minister will be. And I've had the same line since October 8th. I believe the next prime minister will be someone we haven't heard of yet. And this fits the profile that you're describing. We need a young unifier with at least an affinity, if not observance, at least an affinity toward Jewish heritage and tradition to come in and to unite everybody and to lead us in a way, a responsible way, to real victory. That's what we need.
Bezrat Hashem, Hashem always sends that person. I mean, throughout history, all of a sudden...
He's keeping it a secret till now. He's not revealing him yet, or her.
Okay. He doesn't have to reveal his plans.
Oh, well, obviously, you're much more patient than I am.
I understand.
You know, Mayor Weingarten, of blessed memory, used to always joke, we want Mashiach now, we need this now, that now. He used to always joke how you're on a plane and you're trying to connect with the Wi-Fi and it's not working. And like, you know, do you ever consider the fact that you're thousands of miles in the air and, you know, it shouldn't actually be working? Like, you know, how crazy it is. But this is it. This generation is impatient. We need everything immediately. That's why, you know, when someone like myself wonders about who's going to be the next leader and get us out of this whole mess, I'd like to have an answer now.
So the answer is that it's going to be good. I've always told people, I know the end of the movie. The end of the movie is Mashiach, Beit HaMikdash, Malchut Beit David, the Sanhedrin. That's the end of the movie. How we're going to get there, how long it's going to take, that I don't know, and nobody knows. But
and there are delays.
It's the famous story of Shlomo HaMelech when he tells remember that queen with the bird, is it alive or is it dead? And he says the answer is in your hands.
Right.
It's literally up to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity, and we have to make the most of this. And that's why when we focus on this day, Yom Yerushalayim celebrates not only Yerushalayim and everything else I mentioned, but we didn't miss that opportunity. We had a Kadosh Baruch Hu put something in front of us, and we jumped on it. We took advantage of the situation, and Baruch Hashem, look what we have today. That's what we need to do. It's not too late. We made a lot of mistakes starting with October 8th. We made a lot of mistakes.
Well, we made a lot of mistakes starting with the day after 57 years ago today. But
that's also true. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Av HaRachaman. He gives us a second chance, a third chance, and a 29th chance.
All right, two quick things because we're running out of time on this Yom Yerushalayim. Number one, do you have any idea how many people might go to Har HaBayit, might visit a Temple Mount today? Do we have any clue what that number is?
I don't know the number.
It's over 1,000?
It's going to be over 1,000.
Which is very significant, right?
It is very significant.
And to all those people, thank you, because they're keeping the Temple Mount relevant to the Jewish people and to the rest of the world that it belongs to the Jewish people.
And do you know that there's mincha every day with a minyan on Har HaBayit with Chazara Tashatz and Kedusha and
who's
Kaddish?
Yehuda Glick? Who's doing that?
It's not Yehuda Glick. It's from the Machon HaMikdash. 1:30
mincha. But I thought that's all illegal.
It's on the side, the southern side of the Beit HaMikdash.
The area of Har HaBayit that unquestionably, according to all poskim, one may walk on.
That is correct.
To make that clear to everybody.
And what is so interesting is that, again, like we said before, the Tanakh comes to life when you go on a tiyul. Halacha comes to life when you go to Har HaBayit. Why? Do you know that on Har HaBayit, you do not answer Amen? You answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam
Ve'ed. To every bracha.
To every bracha. So a guy saying Chazarot Hashatz, Baruch Hashem, Chanun Hamrabel Yisloach, and the Tzibur answers Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Ve'ed. Rofei Cholei Amor Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kavod Le'olam Ve'ed. And this
is amazing.
That's right, because this is what's said in the Mishnah and the Gemara. It comes to life. It's the Torah coming to life in Yerushalayim, on not only on this day, the whole day long, throughout the year.
Finally, you lead the Am Yisrael Chai Foundation. Am Yisrael with an O, by the way. Am Yisrael. I have to tell you how to that you got to change that or buy the other one also, the one with the A. You got to buy that one.
Why? So I did, so that was taken. So it's Am Am Yisrael Chai Fund.org or Am Yisrael Chai.
Anything, because last time you told us you're raising money for some very important causes regarding the soldiers. What's going on now?
Right. So, Baruch Hashem, right now we're not in the fundraising stage. Baruch Hashem, we had a good right. raffle, and we also
You had the campaign for equipment that was very effective.
Right, we did, and we also bought a bulletproof ambulance for
Sderot.
We're going to be dedicated.
You presented it to them already or not?
Not yet. They ordered it. It's about a 6-month process.
Wow.
They hope to get it in the end of August.
And you'll be there when they get it.
I will be there when they get it.
Wow.
Bezrat Hashem. And we're also dedicating a Sefer Torah at the end of June. Hopefully that'll happen due to a yeshiva in a place called Naveh, right on the Gaza border.
See, Al Mashem, Naveh.
Correct.
Been on the air with us.
Very nice. And there was, unfortunately, a Rosh Yeshiva over there that was killed on October 7th, and we're dedicating the Sefer Torah in his memory. A lot of things are going on, but I'm pushing right now. The concept I'm pushing, not so much fundraising, I'm pushing the concept of activism. I came out with a video recently. You could see it on the website, imyisraelchai.com. It's talking about something that I don't see anymore, Jewish activism. I'm 62 years old, but I've been an activist for 50 years, whether it was with Triple S Dre, Greater New York Conference of Soviet Jewry, the Jewish Defense League.
Zohar saying,
the money good you did. A Jew has to be active. There are things that are happening in the Jewish world, and today I see a lot of Jews complaining, but not much activism. I see the other side and the anti-Semites and the Free Palestine movement and all that stuff very active. Where's the Jews? And we need to get active. You need to fight back. You need to show that you care. You need to defend Jewish property and, of course, Jewish lives. Jews, get active in the Jewish world.
Shekoach.
Baruch tia.
Happy Yom Yerushalayim.
To you as well.
Chag Sameach.
Amen.
Mo'adim l'simcha l'gula shlema.
Amen.
And 1:30 mincha on the Temple Mount.
That is correct.
6 days a week.
6 days a week. Wow. That is correct. And the next time you're coming, I'm bringing you up there.
Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
Wow.
Sheyibane Beit HaMikdash
B'meira
B'yamin. It's closer than you think. Yes, I promise
Shmuel Sackett, Yom Yerushalayim. You're listening to a Yom Yerushalayim special at JM in the AM.